Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Welcome to the Tech It For Me podcast. I'm Mike Madole. Today, we're diving into one of the biggest tech stories of the year. Meta, the company behind Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Threads, has just signed a six-year, $10 billion deal with Google Cloud. That's right, Meta, a company that already runs some of the largest data centers on the planet, is handing billions of dollars to one of its fiercest rivals. And they're doing it not for storage or email hosting, but specifically to power their artificial intelligence workloads. Why would Meta make this move? Why is Google Cloud suddenly winning big contracts from major AI players? And what does this mean for the cloud wars between Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, and Google? This is the Tech It For Me podcast. Let's go.
This is the Tech It For Me podcast.
Let's start with the basics. According to reporting from CNBC and The Information, Meta has agreed to spend over $10 billion with Google Cloud over the next 6 years. The deal is focused on AI infrastructure. We're talking about the heavy-duty compute needed to train large-scale AI models and run massive workloads. Meta has historically leaned heavily on AWS, Amazon's cloud, and also on Microsoft Azure. But in this case, it turned to Google. And this isn't just about renting some extra servers. What Meta really gets out of this is access to Google's advanced hardware, particularly Google's Tensor Processing Units, or TPUs. These are custom chips designed specifically for AI. So in short, Meta is essentially saying, we're building some of the most ambitious AI systems in the world, and we need every ounce of compute power we can get, even if it means paying our rivals to help us. So let's talk about why Meta, a company that already owns gigantic data centers, would even bother outsourcing to Google. Well, number one, scale. AI workloads are enormous. Training models like Llama 3 and the future Llama 4 is like trying to power a small city. Even though Meta has invested billions in its own infrastructure, it simply can't build capacity fast enough. By renting from Google, it gets instant scale. Number two is diversification. Right now, Meta already uses Amazon and Microsoft. Adding Google means Meta is spreading out its risk. If one provider runs into capacity issues, supply chain shortages, or even political pressures, Meta still has options. It's a hedge, and it gives them leverage in negotiations as well. Thirdly, Google's unique hardware. Those TPUs I mentioned earlier, they're a big differentiator. AWS and Azure are heavily reliant on NVIDIA GPUs. Google, on the other hand, has spent years building its own AI chips. If you're Meta, that's quite attractive. It means potentially faster training times and less dependency on NVIDIA's sometimes scarce supply of GPUs. And finally, number four is speed over rivalry. Let's not forget, Meta and Google are brutal competitors in the online advertising business. They're fighting for the exact same dollars from marketers every single day. But here's the thing. In the race for AI dominance, rivalry takes a back seat. If using Google's chips gets Meta to market faster with new AI features in, say, Instagram, Threads, or WhatsApp, it's worth writing that $10 billion check. So, in short, Meta doesn't want to give money to Google, but it needs to in order to keep pace in the AI arms race. So hopefully that all makes sense to you from Meta's side of the coin here, but let's flip the perspective. What does this mean for Google? For Google Cloud, this is a monster win. Historically, Google Cloud has been the number three player. AWS is the undisputed leader. Microsoft Azure is number two and closing the gap. And Google has been fighting for a distant third place. For years, the joke was that Google Cloud had great technology, but couldn't close big enterprise deals. Well, that narrative, it just changed with this one deal. First, let's look at the financials. This deal adds about $1.6 billion per year in revenue. In the last quarter, Google Cloud reported $13.6 billion in revenue and about $2.8 billion in operating income. So Meta alone represents more than 10% of what Google Cloud makes in a quarter. That's quite meaningful. Secondly, enterprise credibility. If Meta trusts Google Cloud with its AI workloads, that sends a signal to every other big enterprise out there. Google Cloud is ready for prime time. This isn't just startups or smaller customers. This is one of the largest tech companies in the world betting billions of dollars on Google. Thirdly, there's definitely momentum. Earlier this year, Google also secured business from OpenAI, which had been almost exclusively on Microsoft Azure. That was a huge surprise throughout the industry. Now, with Meta on board, that's two major AI players in less than 1 year. And fourthly, validation of TPUs. Google has been pouring money into its TPU program for years, and people wondered, was it worth it? Well, we may finally have the answer. When companies like Meta are willing to write $10 billion checks to get access to TPUs, you know the investment is paying off. For Google Cloud, this isn't just revenue. It's about proving that they're not just the third option. They can actually lead in the one area that matters most right now, that is artificial intelligence. So with all this being said, let's zoom out for a second and just take a look at the cloud wars overall. AWS is still the giant. It was the first mover, and it still dominates in terms of overall market share. Enterprises trust AWS for reliability, scale, and maturity. But the fact that Meta hasn't gone all in with AWS tells us something. No single cloud provider can meet the AI demand alone. Microsoft Azure has been riding high thanks to its partnership with OpenAI. Products like Microsoft's Copilot and the integration of ChatGPT into its ecosystem have been strong selling points. But losing exclusivity with OpenAI earlier this year was a bit of a hit to its image. And then there's Google Cloud. For years, it's been struggling to catch up. But now suddenly, it's positioned itself as the AI-first cloud provider. Winning both OpenAI and Meta in the same year is a huge perception shift. So here's the key. The battleground has absolutely moved. 10 years ago, the fight was about general-purpose workloads, hosting apps, websites, and databases. Today, the fight is about AI-specific infrastructure. Whoever can provide the best GPUs, TPUs, and networking for AI workloads will dominate the next decade of cloud. Now, let's not lose sight of the irony of this new deal. Meta and Google are rivals, fierce rivals. Together, they control the majority of the global digital ad market. They compete every day for eyeballs and ad spend. And yet, here they are as partners. This is what we call coopetition. Competitors who collaborate when it benefits them. It's not uncommon in the tech space, but this one feels especially striking given the particular rivalry. Why does Meta do it? Because the benefits outweigh the risks. Getting access to Google's TPUs and scale is more important than the fact that they're giving money to a competitor. And why does Google do it? Because revenue is revenue. And let's be honest, if Meta wants to fund your cloud division with $10 billion, you don't exactly say no. This deal shows just how massive AI has become. It's forcing even bitter rivals to work together because the scale of the challenge is bigger than any one company. Let's step back even further and look at the bigger picture here. Meta has said it expects total expenses this year to be between $114 and $118 billion, a massive chunk of that is going into AI infrastructure. Google Cloud is growing at 32% year over year, outpacing Google's overall growth rate of about 14%. Across the industry, companies are pouring money into GPUs, TPUs, data centers, and networking capacity. NVIDIA can't make chips fast enough. Energy grids are being strained by the sheer power needs of AI data centers. It's becoming very clear. The AI boom is funding the next wave of cloud expansion. In the 2010s, cloud grew thanks to the adoption of SaaS, things like Salesforce, Workday, or even Zoom. In the 2020s, cloud growth will be fueled by AI workloads. Whoever can deliver the best AI infrastructure, whether it's AWS, Azure, or Google, will win the next decade. And it's not just about money. It's about innovation speed. If Google can give Meta faster training cycles, that means Meta can roll out new AI-powered features sooner. And that, in turn, affects billions of users around the world. So what's the bottom line? Meta's $10 billion deal with Google Cloud is a turning point. For Meta, it's about scaling AI faster and not falling behind in a race against OpenAI, Anthropic, and others. For Google, it's about proving that it can compete head-to-head with AWS and Azure, and maybe even pull ahead in AI-specific workloads. The irony of the partnership is hard to miss. Meta and Google are rivals in ads, but partners in AI. But that's the reality of today's tech industry. The scale of AI is so massive, it's reshaping alliances in unexpected ways. If there's one takeaway here, it's this. The cloud wars aren't just about hosting apps anymore. They're about who can deliver the most powerful AI infrastructure. And right now, with Meta's $10 billion bet, Google has just made a massive statement. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Tech It From Me. If you like this episode, please consider sharing it. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the Tech It From Me podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Don't forget, you can read the full blog post on techitfromme.com for more details and analysis. Thanks for listening, and until next time.
Tech It From Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.